Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and good afternoon. This is Simone Padour, and it's just myself today as host. And hopefully, we will have Lisa Erickson. Lisa Henriksen, there we go, will be joining us shortly. She's just getting on Skype and will meet us. Oh, I think she's here. Excellent.
I'm being late.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I thought it was an English number, so that's why I was a bit confused. Sorry about that.
No worries. So today we have Lisa. We don't have Christine today because she is off at a body class, which is very yummy.
That's nice. Yes.
Cool. So today I'm just going to give our audience a little blurb on what we're going to be talking about today. Lisa's going to be talking about being you and being happy. She's written this marvelous book. And really, I'm just going to sort of summarize our notes here, is it's looking at life when you've got everything that you thought you desired, and then what else is possible? So, Lisa, if you want to take it away and tell us how it all began and your story and, yeah, the tools that you use.
Yeah. Cool. So thank you for having me. I'm sitting here in the sun with a glass of champagne in my hand. It's really awesomely nice. It's probably the first hour of sun in Sweden in a very long time, so I'm thinking to combine it, to have this show and do the sun thing at the same time. How does it get any better?
How does it?
It really, yes. So it's kind of funny what happens to people when you have the title being happy, because there's so many judgments of what happiness and being happy means. Most people think that it's all about, you know, jumping up and down, laughing hysterically, and what I've noticed lately also, when talking about happiness and that you can actually choose to be happy, however that looks for you, but it creates so much stuff in people's world. So it's really interesting, and also to see that people usually don't even believe that it's possible that they actually can have a happy life, whatever that looks like. So I just wanted to, I don't know, is this a place where we do pod talk or not?
You can if you like, yes.
Okay.
Yes, no, absolutely.
So most people are familiar with the Access Consciousness tools and the clearing statement and all of that.
And if they're not, they can go to clearingstatement.com or accessconsciousness.com to find out more.
Yes. So at first, I would like to destroy and create everything that happiness means and to be happy to everyone, including me, probably. So everything that is times an octillion, right and wrong, and that point of poke, all my shorts, boys, meons. So the reason why I wrote the book and the reason why I have the title here today is that I truly believe that all of us can actually choose to have and create a life where happiness is included.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I, as you said, I wrote this book. It's called I Was Supposed to Be Happy. And since I came to this beautiful planet, being, you know, the little energy bomb of possibilities that we are when we come in, like thinking that everything is possible and there's nothing we cannot do and that everyone is nice and you know, there's no separation, no judgment, no exclusion, none of that. It's just, hi, here I am, world. And for some reason, during our travel through life, we learn that that's not the way to live, that we need to judge, that we need to separate, that we need to find, you know, define us and sort of put ourselves into a box to fit in somehow. And my book is practically about how I actually did that. And I grew up in Sweden, where it's we have a thing here now that we hashtag on everything that we that we do in social media. It's actually, it's called No More Lagom. And that means, like, what if we don't have to fit in or to be, you know, I don't know how to translate it really, but it's
normal or
Sweden,
yeah,
it's not even normal. It's just average, or you know, not too much, not too little, not too, not good, not bad, not something in between of everything. So there's actually nothing. And who fits
just
into that?
Blah.
Right?
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. Yeah. So I grew up thinking at first that everything was possible, but then pretty much very quickly I learned that it was I was supposed to be normal, average, and real, and not to stick out, and not to be different, and not to, you know, make anyone upset. It was better if I was just being the good girl. So after a couple of years on Mother Earth, I learned how to fit in and to create my life from that site. And none of you have done that, right?
No.
No. So tell me if I'm going too fast. I usually talk a lot.
I'm not the best person to ask that question.
Okay, so I guess it's cool then.
You can always listen again,
okay.
Folks.
No, but so, and I wasn't even aware that I actually had a choice of choosing to create my life in a different way. And in the book, there's a story of how I almost died from not living with my body, trying to fit into a box that someone else, you know, society, parents told me that I was supposed to fit into. And I tried the best I could to do that.
So was it
and
physically
it
that your body just said, or?
Yeah, no, it was physically and also energetically. So many things, you know, happened on my journey towards not listening to what's light and what's true for me, instead trying to do the right thing. And since I'm highly aware and a magical being, like all of us seekers are, I, you know, not walking to where I was supposed to walk, you know, in the direction of me, whatever that is, that was what killed me. And there were a couple of incidents as well. There was, you know, accidents and also a rape, actually, that was pretty horrendous. That was sort of a game changer as well when I look at it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
By then it was terrible and awful, of course. But there was this voice inside, the one that I had coming in, just saying that there is a different possibility. And in the book, I describe how I actually changed it all into a different way of living today, which much more ease, joy, and happiness. So, yeah. I'm silent now for a while.
I'm just amazed because I know there's lots of people that have been through things that are, you know, what in this reality or this world or whatever we would call horrific. And yet I hear you take that stuff and there's no, like, drama or charge or any of that stuff there. It's just sort of like, yeah, that happened, and then I chose something else.
And it doesn't really mean that it wasn't horrific, because it truly was.
Yeah.
But it's sometimes the universe, you know, has to really shake us through stuff to get us to actually listen to ourselves and to whatever it is that we are here to create and be.
Well, some of us are really stubborn, and we listen to them.
Yep. Exactly.
So what are some of the tools, or what did you come across sort of first that started, you know, helping you out of those situations that weren't very pleasant but were saying, hello, wake up?
Yeah. No, because I had a life that people would look on the, you know, on the outside as the perfect life. I had, you know, a very beautiful man. I was successful in the very corporate business thing that I was doing. I had two kids, and we lived in the white picket fence, house and all of that. But inside I was dying because I wasn't creating my life. And also I didn't know that I was highly, highly, highly aware. So one of the tools that has helped me the most, and still today, even now sitting here, is to know that I'm extremely aware, and much of the stuff that's going on in my head and in my body and all around me is actually not mine. So the who does this belong to has been a life saver and a big, big, big game changer. I grew up with one of my parents who were not very happy, and that was the parent that I lived with the most. And
right.
And right. Just being growing up in that energy of unhappiness and sadness, since no one told me that that was just something I was aware of. It wasn't mine. I thought it was mine because it was so intense and so there all the time. So growing up, I picked that up and made it mine. And on my journey, I was like, of course, I'm used to the sadness and unhappiness. That's what I perceive around me a lot.
Right.
And so I thought that was mine. What I do today is, it is actually not mine. And it doesn't mean that I can have terrible days sometimes with a lot of shit going on. But basically, I'm a being with a lot of ease, joy, and glory, and just the awareness of that I actually don't have to buy it as mine, and just have the question of who does this belong to makes it go away. So that's one of the biggies.
So when you say, sorry, jump all over the place. It was intense. Like a lot of people, myself, I still get caught in this every once in a while. But with that intensity, it must be real because it's so intense. So can you talk a little bit about that and like,
many of us who are the seekers who are looking for a different possibility and another way of living on this beautiful planet, we're highly aware of the insanity that goes on here. And and growing up in a family or in a community where there's a lot of heaviness, it is very intense. And for some reason as well, talking about it now, we've made the heaviness and the sadness more real than the possibility, the joy and the happiness. And it's like that intensity, it's very present. And also sometimes it's more acceptable. I mean, the way that we communicate with each other is usually through pain and suffering instead of, you know, looking at what's brilliant. So, and still today, waking up, for some reason, the more, because sometimes becoming more aware of you and the world around you is not always comfortable either. So knowing, exactly. So now I know that it's not mine, but it doesn't mean that it's not there. It's still intensively, there. But it's my choice of making it, rule my world, or actually have it there as just an interesting thing, and know that it doesn't have to rule my life. It doesn't have to be my best friend anymore. I can actually choose to have another energy as the main source of my life.
I'm curious with the, because you mentioned talking to people, how people seem to connect more with the hardships and the heartbreak and the drama and the blah, blah of the world, the heaviness, rather than the, hey, this is great. And I found this and I created that and da, 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 da. So what are some tools that you use? Because there is a small portion of us that are excited about the creations and the living and the happiness. What do you use with the people that aren't like that?
Yeah. So first of all, everything that we all know, whoever is out there listening to this, about what's possible for us here, everything that we know about joy, possibilities, and happiness, everything doesn't allow that energy to be more of a dominant source and force of creation here. Can we destroy it and create? Everything doesn't allow that.
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, point and poke, online shorts, boys and beyonds. What was your question? Sorry, bit H.
You probably wiped my brain.
Exactly, I already forgot what you asked me.
For people that aren't choosing to be happy and are into the drama and stuff, like what is a way people can, a tool that people can use so that they aren't immediately sucked down the hole into that?
No, but I think the who does this belong to, just first of all, to become aware that you are aware of people's
yeah.
insanity, and it can be the neighbor
mm-hmm.
or your mother or
mm-hmm.
just the whole world. But then
yep.
it's also the choice to actually not buy it. So
mm-hmm.
Dr. Dane here, who's the co-creator of Access Consciousness, he says that your point of view creates your reality. Reality does
yep.
not create your point of view. So if your point of view is that the world sucks and that people are insane and that there's no possibilities and only darkness, that is actually what you're going to create.
Mm-hmm.
If you can change your point of view to looking at what's actually brilliant about you, brilliant about your life, and start going in that direction instead, that is actually what you're going to create and have instead. You are the creator of your life, and where you are willing to go, that's actually where your life will go. There's no one who can, you know, create your life for you. You have to create it.
Yeah.
You have to choose the way you look at the world and also what you want to create in your life. And another thing is also the willingness to be judged as, you know,
yep.
as insane for actually trying to create happiness. I mean, it's, for me, still, because I just know that it's a part of who I be. I came here because
mm-hmm.
I know it's possible to actually enjoy being here. I can just look out of my window and see the birds, the trees, the amazingness of the nature that for some
mm-hmm.
reason we people don't appreciate at all. The only thing we see is what's wrong or what's missing. And it takes some courage to actually be the one who says, hey, fuck me. You know, I know that
mm-hmm.
it's hard and I'm still choosing to have the joy. I'm still choosing to go on my dream journey. I'm still choosing to have my favorite coffee every day. I'm still choosing to. So whatever that is that makes you happy and turns you on, please choose that. And it's your choice. You are the only one who can choose it. And so many people have points of views of what you're supposed to choose and what you're
yep.
supposed to do, and you're aware of it. So if you could just, you know, return to sender and truly find, okay, what do I need to choose? If you would like a more joyful life, it's actually your choice that's going to create it.
I know, it's sometimes a mind bender, but it really is true.
Yeah, and I wish it was a magical formula, like a pill you could take or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's truly finding out what actually turns you on and what makes you happy, and then starting to walk in that direction, choosing whatever that is. And the cool
yeah.
thing is that it's different for all of us. There is no
mm-hmm.
no box for happiness. It's just, who are you? What turns you on? What do you want to choose? And if there are no limits and you are the only one who could stop yourself, what would
yeah.
you choose?
So I'm curious, because I have met people who actually don't know. I mean, this, it still blows my mind, because I was really lucky. I managed to hang on to what I loved as a kid and what, you know, what was turned me on, what made me happy. You know, as simple
mm-hmm.
as, you know, staring out the window, or, you know, like, it doesn't have to be complicated.
Mm.
But
no.
there are some people that I've met that are like, I actually don't know. So what are some things that people can start using to actually find out what gets them excited or what could be fun for them?
Yeah, I would grab a book or just a piece of paper and actually sit down in silence for an hour or two and just ponder what it actually is that makes you happy. I mean, what is it that you've done, experienced, chosen that's actually fun for you? And write that list down and then have that list with you as a tick off for things that you would actually like to choose. For me, it's what's the reason to be on this planet if it's not to enjoy what's actually possible here?
mm-hmm.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Why
Absolutely.
Not have the food and the wine that your body loves? Why not save the money to go to your place that you've always dreamt of, or buy the thing, you know, usually it's about money. So everything that we've mm-hmm. stopped ourselves with because of money, can we destroy and create all of that, please?
Yeah.
Right and wrong, good and bad, put a popcorn and choice, boys and girls. And that is truly one thing that I've noticed for me, and it's so many people like, but it's truly as soon as I start following the energy and choosing what actually is joyful for me, money will follow.
Yeah.
It is magic. So there's something that we say in Access Consciousness, and it's that money follows joy. Joy does not follow money.
No, I've tried that one, and it doesn't work. The money before the joy. It's the joy and then the money.
Exactly, and that's the lie that keeps people from actually choosing. It's because they don't have the money. So what if you started with something small? You know, just like a friend told me this morning, just to go buy the flowers or pick the flowers that you love and put them in your house, by the bed, by the TV so you see them. And you go, you know, it creates an energy of something when you see them. Or buy the wine that's your favorite wine, even though it's Monday. Or, you know, whatever that is for you. You know, go out swimming in the lake if your body is turned on by that. And that is also a big,
It can just be so simple as like the hand soap that you use. If it smells really nice and you know, you like the smell of it, or
exactly. And that's because so many people, they stop themselves from this. It's all you, you travel, it's easy for you, blah, 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 blah. But it's not about that. It's actually about what can you choose every day that makes you tick and be turned on it. And it is sometimes, and I get it, that it takes some courage and also some fucking, in Sweden you say, jävla ranamma. It's like, I can do it, because it's, for me at least, the intensity again of the crap, it wants to eat me for some reason, but I have to choose not to make it real. It's like, no, okay, look, there is my favorite, now I talk of flowers because I really like flowers, but for me that is, and what can I, who can I call that actually, you know, likes me and enjoys my company? And that's another thing. Stop hanging around people who judge you. If they call you a friend, or if you have a friend, they are not your friend if they judge you and make you wrong. So please look at who you have around you and choose to be with people who actually care for you and adore you just the way you are. That's a biggie too.
And it's such a novel concept for a lot of people. I mean, even myself, a few years ago, I was still choosing people that were not kind to me.
And
it's crazy.
It is crazy. And sometimes if you're a kind and caring person, it's not easy to see the insanity and the unkindness that people can actually choose. So everything that you've done, not to be aware of the unkindness that people actually put on you.
Yeah.
Everything that is times of God's silly. Wow.
Wow.
Right and wrong, good and bad. My popcorn, my shorts, boys, meals. Because for a long time, when I realized how extremely aware I was and that it wasn't mine, I was trying to run from it rather than, you know, actually being aware of it and choosing to sort of have it there without making it significant. I know maybe it sounds crazy, but it's like it is there. And I can choose not to have it invade my life or be the main source. I can choose to have the people that actually likes me. I can choose to be in places that is nurturing for me. I can choose to do things that turns me on. And it's my choice again.
Yeah, back to that thing again.
That thing again. I'm so sorry. Again, you know, pot and everything, but it truly comes down to what are you willing to choose? What is it that you know, that only you know about you and what's true for you? And also, if there is no access way, no box of, you know, being successful from, you know, having big classes or a lot of mm-hmm. money or whatever it is that we've made, the you know, maybe it is to have a child, or maybe it is to buy that house, or maybe it is to go visit somebody in Denmark. I don't know. It could be anything that would be your, you know.
And I found it really interesting when you mentioned people going, oh, well, it's easy for you, you travel. What I often find in myself and other people I've talked to is when you really ask the question like, okay, would you actually like to travel, or would you actually like to have a mansion? Or they start to realize that actually I don't really want what that person wants. What would I actually like to create? What would I like to have in the world? And so sometimes it's almost like they're reaching for something that they think they should want to have.
Yeah,
but they don't even want it.
No, and it's so easy when you're this brilliant, amazing, aware being. Because what I did was I was trying to create the box of this reality at first. And now mm-hmm. for a while, I think I've been trying to create the box of the magical reality, trying to get that right instead. And I'm like, shit, I'm doing it all over, but in a different way.
Oh, that's really funny.
Yeah, it is. And if I don't judge myself, because that's a huge key too, I mean, to stop mm-hmm. judging yourself. So everything that you've done to judge you for not being enough, for not being, you know, for not being like being successful, being rich, being, or mm-hmm. being that you think you're mean, or whatever it is that you judge yourself for, can you destroy and create all of that,
yeah.
please?
Yeah.
And wrong with a map on a popcorn and shorts, boys, meals. Because if you don't judge yourself for your choices, instead you just like, okay, that is what I chose for a while now. Okay, what now can I choose?
Yeah.
And it seems like now it's truly for all of us to look at. Okay, if there are no boxes whatsoever, what would I choose?
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Yeah, and when you were talking about judgment, and I'm looking at, like, there's the typical judgment of I'm not good enough, I'm not great enough, I'm not whatever, I'm not.
Yeah.
Can you also talk about the other judgments, like the positive judgments that
yeah.
people have that stick them?
Yeah, definitely. For example, whatever, because it's usually easier to get rid of and spot the judgments that you think are bad.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's so many things that we have that are, you know, our points of views and actually sometimes our judgments of what's right that
yeah.
sticks us even more than the things that are wrong. So everything you've done to make what you think is the right thing,
mm-hmm.
the thing, can you destroy and uncreate all of that,
yeah.
please?
Yeah.
Right, wrong, good and bad, point of popcorn and shorts, boys, meons.
Because
yeah.
it could be that, you know, it's right for me to get married. I must get married because that is the right thing to do, which, you know,
yeah.
because it's a positive judgment in society, people go, yes, it is the right thing to do.
Exactly. And there's so many of those that actually run our lives. I was talking to a beautiful woman this morning who's using the tools, and she really wants a baby.
mm-hmm.
But she had sort of gotten it to that if she was going to be, you know, successful and create her life and the box of whatever that was, a baby could not be included in that. Because
mm-hmm.
someone else said that, you know, whatever that is, instead of if you're truly longing for a child, maybe that's what's going to create the joy on the other side in a different
mm-hmm.
way than you thought. Because
mm-hmm.
usually it's also everything is the opposite of what it appears to be, and nothing is the opposite of what it appears to be. And that sounds really weird, but sometimes when you think you got it right,
mm-hmm.
you get, you know, smacked in the head by the universe, and you have to reconsider and pod-poc, because there's a treasure somewhere underneath what you thought was wrong. Now that was very advanced. Did I lose you?
Well, I was just thinking of like my own situation. Like I just recently bought a horse and, you know, logically it didn't make sense because, you know, like I've got this job and I've got things that are going on and that, and I bought a horse. He's really young, so he needs training and time and stuff like that. And most people would look at me and go, "You're nuts. Like, why are you taking this on?" Kind of like the lady that, you know, wishes for a child. But I knew instinctively not only that this was the time, and I also knew this was the horse. And since he's come into my life, it's just, there's this expansive and this joy that I can't shake.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
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 So it's all about, yeah, definitely. And thank you for saying that, to actually follow the energy, even though it doesn't make sense or everyone else thinks that you should not, or that sounds, you know, crazy or whatever, to actually dare to choose that anyway and see what that creates, because you know.
Yep. Yep.
And that's a big, 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 to start trusting you. So everything you've done not to trust you, can you just try and uncreate all of that, please?
Absolutely.
Right and wrong, good and bad, porn and pop, all nine shorts, boys, meals. So what if you actually know something that no one else knows, and that it's actually not kind to you or anyone else if you didn't choose to know what you know and follow that knowing?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, and I'm just thinking, go ahead.
No, you say. It's okay.
Well, I'm just looking at, like, even though, like, you make that choice and the judgments may get thrown at you, and I'm still having to pod-poc myself and, you know, perceive the judgments that are out there and just be like, well, okay, interesting point of view. Like, because it doesn't mean that it's going to get less intense.
No, exactly. Yeah, people's rights and wrongs and the judgments are, for me, they're part of the insanity. And I'm perplexed of the, you know, the intensity of people's rights and wrongs of stuff that are not even their concerns. It's like, what do you care? And how is that even, you know? Yeah. And also I would say insanity, but I was looking at, you know, Facebook and Instagram and all the social media that we've made into our lives as a crucial part or a big part of how we create our lives and how we look at what others do and stuff. For me, it's like there's something changing with that, because it's almost like it's fed up. And I know sometimes I'm in the future, but it's like, what is it beyond all of that someone else says again is the box of how you're supposed to create your life to be happy or to be joyful, if that's what you long for? What if there is no recipe, not even on Facebook, what if only you know? Exactly. If you take the time in your very beautiful, very messy mind to actually sit still for a while and just, okay, I know I'm highly aware, and sometimes it feels like I have no idea what's mine and what's not mine, and, you know, and who am I anyway, and ask the universe to actually show you, give you information. I require more information of who the fuck I be. Sorry, now I swore.
That's
but
okay.
Truly, who are you? What's true for you? And that's the only thing, for me at least, and I know maybe it is true for you too, when you start looking at truly what is true for you, and that's actually the tagline of my book, an invitation for you to find and choose what is true for you, that is when you're going to start having the joy, if you're willing to choose it. But only you can choose it, and only you know what it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry, you've blown my mind a little bit.
No.
Sometimes these shows, like, they create so much space that I go to ask a question, and I'm like,
Yeah, and that is actually, because one of the things, because I've been looking at, again, the thing that I started with, the thing that people think happiness is. Mm-hmm. What if it's actually a space of being? What if it's just some kind of gratitude for actually being alive and existing on this planet? What if that's mm-hmm. the joy of living? And then from there, when you have that, just the gratitude and the space of being alive, then what else can you choose?
Yeah, and can you talk a bit like what gratitude actually does, like when you take that moment and actually just be grateful for whatever?
Yeah, because gratefulness is a very generative energy, and the more grateful you can be for what you already have, then more can show up. And what I've seen is that the more I can actually also acknowledge that this is what I already have, and there can be small things and big things. It can be like just the, you know, just that I have a bed to sleep in, that I can actually go to a grocery shop and buy food. That's awesome. And then, you know, and the big things of actually living in the Western world where we have possibilities. I know that I mm-hmm. wrote something on Facebook the other day about what's possible for all of us, and somebody wrote below it like, yeah, it's easy. It's not all of us in the world. Did you know that 75% are suffering and blah, blah, blah in the world? And I was just like, but aren't you happy and grateful then that you actually chose to live in a country where you have choice and you have the possibility mm-hmm. of actually creating your life? That's what you chose in this lifetime. So please be grateful for that and then ask for more.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I know that sometimes that's something that we say in, you know, in Access Consciousness, the what else is possible. But it is, because usually we are dissatisfied dreamers, and many of us mm-hmm. have made ourselves wrong for always wanting more. But what if that's not wrong? What if that's the creative source for you to always outgrace yourself and have more in your life? And gratitude is a piece that if you could have that, you actually automatically somehow are rewarded by the universe with more stuff. It's magic, and it works. So,
well, yeah. I was just looking at, like, you know, people saying, oh, well, you know, so much of the population doesn't have this, that, the other thing. One of the things that I find most intriguing about Access Consciousness that is so different from anything else is the fact that you cannot change things for other people. The only person you can change is you.
Yeah.
So I'm sure.
Truly.
Go ahead.
And
yeah.
Yeah. No. But truly, and I was looking at that because I'm, you know, I'm. My invitation to people is truly that, what if you can actually choose to have a joyful life? And if you use the tools and know that you're amazing and you have capacities, and you start acknowledging them and you start being grateful for you and who you be and what you've already created and all of that, you can actually have a happy life. But it's like, as I said in the beginning, not many people believe in me, or they judge me, or they make me wrong, or they try to put me down. But if I don't buy that, I'm just, okay, so maybe it is only me who would choose that. So what if that's enough? If I choose it, for me at least, and then if one or two people in the world get that it's possible, hooray! And if not, I still have it, right? So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Well, and what I find really interesting is I had a situation where I was using this clearing about, you know, drama, like loving the drama rather than fighting and resisting against it, just realizing that sometimes I love it. And the funny
everything
thing was, exactly. The funny thing was, it was close to Christmas and I'd been running this process and running it and running it and running it for myself, not for anyone else. And all of the drama that was usually around Christmas and the place that I was, it was just not there. And people were like, oh, it doesn't really feel like Christmas. And what they're really saying was, we don't really feel like there's any drama.
Yeah, exactly. No, yeah. Yeah. that's awesome. That's a beautiful example. And also now, I mean, here in Sweden, when it's supposed to be sunny and all of that stuff. So if I pot and pocked and destroyed and created all the expectations that I have, that's probably not mine from the start, but those that I've learned to have about what summer is and how it's supposed to be and if the sun is not shining, you know, everything that is. What can I have and how much can I enjoy what is actually here, even though the sun is not shining and even though half of Sweden has the time off and thinks that it's terrible because, you know, it's raining all the time. But you are that leader. You can change that for you. And if somebody else picks it up, just as you said, because it's different, then, yeah, cool.
Yeah.
But choose it for you. If you would like more of the East Joy and Glory, that is actually possible, that we know is possible for all of us.
So I'm curious with that, with you changing, with you being different, like, how have you noticed that, like, life around you changes? Like, do people interact with you differently? Like, what have you noticed for your own life?
Yeah, it is. It has changed. There's a lot of, as I said, people that I used to hang with that are not around anymore. Actually choosing to have the people who bring me joy and, you know, or the peace, or just the, it doesn't have to be the joy either. It's just where I feel alive and I don't feel wrong and I don't feel judged. So it is kind of cool to realize how different you are. And the other day I was listening to Gary Douglas, who's the founder of Access Consciousness, and then he suddenly said, what if you actually started looking at what's similar about you to other people? And I was like, really? Because I've been for a long time looking at what's different about me, and that's actually also sometimes creating a judgment of me and of others, because they're not like me.
Right.
So starting to look at, okay, I am different, and it doesn't mean I'm better. It doesn't mean I'm wrong. It doesn't mean anything. It's just that I'm willing to be different, and I'm willing to have a different life. And what is it about me that's actually similar to Simone or to my neighbor or to my children or to my mother even? Imagine that. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening, you're awesome and amazing too. But, you know, so that's actually a game changer as well. What if you don't have to hold on to the separation of you being different anymore? And it doesn't mean that you're not unique and different and awesome and beautiful, and, you know, but what if you didn't have to fight for it anymore? What if you could actually choose to look at where you can interact, where you can have fun with actually fitting in without fitting in with you taking, you know, hurting
from right
it? So then how much fun can you have with that?
Exactly. Without that having to, you know, bend, fold, staple, and, you know, crucify yourself.
Because it's like so that. Interesting to watch how we, you know, it's been freeing to know that we're different, all of us, in different ways, and also, if we didn't have to fight for that anymore, would that create freedom and the joy of being alive as well?
Whew, it makes me yawn.
I know.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe a little bit of energy on that one.
I know. So I said that there could show up some different stuff about happiness and joy, right?
Yeah, it did.
No, but before we finish off, I don't even know how long, but it feels like maybe it's starting to be time to wrap it up. But I was, you know, and since everything is included, what if it's okay for you to be loud, to be crazy, to laugh at really loud, and to be be having fun when everyone else is unhappy, to choose to see that the, you know, that there is actually, take the sun again, coming in through the window, even though the window is broken, sort of. You know,
yeah.
Like Einstein said, is your hat, is your glass half full or is it half empty? And that's
exactly
your point of view of how you look at it. That's going to create what you can see.
I saw one the other day and it was like, hey, the glass is refillable.
Yeah, exactly. How cool is that? We didn't even know, right?
Yeah.
No, but truly, life is such a beautiful adventure. And if you choose to look at it as the adventure, it can be an adventure. And it's your choice of if you would like that or not. That's going to create if that's possible. And it is possible. Money is not an issue. And I know that's really provocative, but you are magic. You can create anything to have what you want to have. So please go in that direction and know again that money will follow when you choose the joy that you be and the joy that you've always known that you can have.
Absolutely. So in the vein of wrapping up, I'd love to know how people can get a hold of you, what classes you have coming up, like what's going on with Lisa?
Yes, I am right now in Sweden doing a lot of stuff, and I'm going to doing a lot of stuff. I'm doing a foundation, and then I just call it the foundation. It's a lot of stuff. I'm going to Copenhagen to do a Being You class, and it will probably be an extension of all of this that we've talked about. Then I have some more adventures coming up later on in both Turkey and London. Probably. We haven't said that yet, so I can't say, but if you're in the London area, I will show up later on this fall. Doing something around Being You. Yes.
Fabulous.
Yes.
And people can find your book where?
Yeah, I have a website. It's called I Was Supposed to Be Happy or lisahendrickson.com. There you can find all the classes and you can buy the book both on Amazon and Kindle if you'd like the digital version of it. Please read it. I think I've heard that it's actually brilliant. No, but my story is there, but there are also a way of describing the tools, I think, that many people say are like, wow, I haven't heard them like that. And that, in a way that, because we're all different, as we've talked about, and we all talk about tools in different ways. So, hopefully the book can be a contribution.
Excellent.
To you.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on. It has been brilliant. I look forward to talking to you soon, which I know I will.
Yes. Thank you so much, Simone, for having me, and I'll see you soon.
Sounds good. All right.
Thanks,
Lisa. Thank you.